The humanitarian situation in Afghanistan is already a crisis, but the UN fears that if there's a total economic collapse in the country, it'll become a catastrophe. Conditions have worsened too in Ethiopia, where the effects of conflict have now spread well beyond Tigray. The two crises now threaten to overload the whole humanitarian system. Other conflicts, from Syria to Yemen to Somalia, continue to cause immense suffering. These wars have not ended, but they're no longer at the centre of the world's attention, and international donors seem to have forgotten them. For example, the current UN humanitarian appeal for Syria is funded at just 36%. The figure for Mali stands at 32%.
It's clear that not all humanitarian crises are created equal. Some get more attention from the media than others, but the bottom line is that they all need to be funded. Those countries that can afford it need to show global solidarity.
One of the biggest global humanitarian organizations is the International Committee of the Red Cross. Laetitia Courtois is the ICRC's representative at the UN.
We definitely have crises that go on for many, many years, and there's a certain donor fatigue that also poses to us some challenges. At the same time, we also come to the point where quick fix and humanitarian band-aid solutions are not the response that needs to be brought in, because it is really the capacity to tackle broader issues that will actually bring more relief to the people.
In a matter of weeks, at the beginning of December, the UN will finalise its humanitarian appeal for 2022. Last year, they asked for a record amount, $35 billion, and it's already clear that this time the figure will be considerably higher. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.